Yes. I will let you sit this time. I know we've been standing. This is a different rhythm this morning. So this is actually my first service Sunday. So the previous service Sunday in June, I wasn't here. So so it's a different rhythm. It's a shortened service. And we will be, I'm just going to give a very brief, I was asked in our worship prayer time if I know what a homily is. Yes, I know what a homily is. I'm going to give a version of that today. So we have two scripture passages that we're going to be reading, and then I'll just give a brief homily, brief message. So our first reading for today is Proverbs 31, verse 10, verse 20, and then verses 25 through 27. You're welcome to look in your Bibles, in your pew Bibles, on page 1032, or you can just listen, you can close your eyes, and just let the word settle in. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. And before I say this is the word of the Lord, we're going to switch into our New Testament passage. We have two words of the Lord. So our New Testament passage for today is comes from James 3, 13 through 18. Shift gears over here. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God indeed. Well, it is clear these two passages have a thread. Wisdom is one of the key threads, and peace is another thread. In our James passage alone, that word wisdom in those few short verses was repeated four times, and peace or peacemaking was repeated three times. So let's hold those two themes as what does wisdom look like, and how might peace be a part of that? Sometimes, I was just talking with someone as we were walking in, sometimes I find it really helpful to hear, hear the passage in a different interpretation. So I thought I would just allow you, I don't have it for the screens, I want you to hear this passage from the Message version. So that's Eugene Peterson. His interpretation, it's not given the name translation because it's really his own kind of words. But he's done a lot of study and knows well how to take the original text and then turn it into our language. So here is the Message version of this. And again, if you want to close your eyes or you just want to listen, here is our James passage in the Message. Do you want to be counted wise to build a reputation for wisdom? Here's what you do. Live well, live wisely, live humbly. It's the way you live, not the way you talk, that counts. Mean-spirited ambition isn't wisdom. Boasting that you are wise isn't wisdom. Twisting the truth to make yourself sound wise isn't wisdom. It's the furthest thing from wisdom. It's animal cunning, devilish plotting. Whenever you're trying to look better than others or get the better of others, things fall apart and everyone ends up at the other's throats. Real wisdom, God's wisdom, begins with a holy life and is characterized by getting along with others. It's gentle and reasonable, overflowing with mercy and blessings, not hot one day and cold the next, not two-faced. You can develop here, church, this is our charge. You can develop a healthy, robust community that lives right with God and enjoy its results only if you do the hard work of getting along with each other and treating each other with dignity and honor. I love that version. I want to read that last sentence one more time for you. You can only develop a healthy community, a healthy, robust community that lives right with God and enjoy its results only if you do the hard work of getting along with each other, treating each other with dignity and honor. This charge to treat each other with dignity and honor is, of course, really good and right. But there's a lot of gray areas for us when we think about what that looks like in everyday life. So what does gentle, reasonable, overflowing with mercy and blessings look like? In other words, what does it look like when we treat people the way that Jesus treated them? That's what James is saying. During the 2023 Super Bowl, there was, millions of viewers were able to witness the launch of this advertising campaign called He Gets Us. Did anybody see this? Remember it? The sole purpose, I went on and I just read a bunch this week about what their campaign is all about. And what they say kind of right out front is that they sought to reintroduce the public to the biblical Jesus, which I love. Not the Jesus that's been misunderstood or twisted by the ways that the church has somehow gotten it wrong. And we do have to confess, we've gotten it wrong quite a bit. But they wanted people to see Jesus, and they did it in such a way that we could see Jesus in our everyday, right now, modern kind of images. So I have one short, it's just 1 minute long, one of their clips that I would love to introduce you to, or if maybe you've already seen it. It may have been one of the ones in the Super Bowl. Now they have a lot of them. But when it first came out, it created quite a bit of controversy. It was edgy, and people were like, whoa, I don't know. But isn't that how Jesus is? That when Jesus was walking the earth, there was a lot of controversy and a lot of anger, and people did not like who he hung out with, who he offered dignity to, and who he loved. So I want to have you watch this, and then I'm going to ask for your feedback, so I would like you to just be prepared that I'm going to ask you to say something after this. So let's watch this.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you. I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there.
What did you notice? I like the laughter. What was that?
They were washing feet.
Mm-hmm.
No anger.
Very humble. What's that? Togetherness. Togetherness among who? Yes. A lot of diversity, groups that don't get along, people that typically fight with each other, humility, mercy, what else?
Compassion.
Compassion.
Grace.
Submission, which was one of our words in here. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking, I wanted to ask you to think about if who might be the person Jesus would invite you to wash their feet, the one that you think. It's really easy for us to go, oh, I don't have anyone that I hate. I do believe everybody should be treated with dignity. Dig a little deeper, people. We all have people that Jesus wants us to see. Then I also thought, as I was laying in bed, I thought, who would be washing my feet? Who has a hard time with me? Who do I make angry? So it goes both ways. But this is the invitation of James. This is what wisdom looks like. Wisdom looks like a faith that is put to action. We've been going through this sermon series through James that's called A Faith That Works. And it's not just, we're not just kind of breaking down, talking through a faith that helps us function. We're talking about a faith that is actually putting action to what we say we believe. And in James 3, the one thing that kept being repeated throughout James 3 was that phrase, wisdom comes from God. So as we think about where wisdom comes from, so if wisdom and peace are these two themes, that phrase, wisdom comes from God, is our guiding light. So what I mean by that is, so often wisdom is defined as someone with a lot of life experience or a lot of expertise in a certain area, but this passage says wisdom comes from somebody who sits with Jesus. Wisdom comes from someone who spends a lot of time at the feet of Jesus, learning, watching, allowing Jesus' ways to shape the way that we act. Wisdom comes from heaven. So if we allow that ripple effect, the trickle down of Jesus' behaviors to fall on us because we're so close to Jesus, then we will be transformed. And wisdom is not for us. All of this is for the sake of others. We're built for the sake of others. Discipleship is for the sake of others. Following Jesus is for the sake of others. And we look a little bit more like God when we allow ourselves to sit in the presence of Jesus. So we're going to spend the rest of our morning together putting our faith into action. We're going to kind of practice a faith that works. So we, and we'll get some instructions when we get in there. But I want to invite us to just sit with the passage today. When we go home, when we are going about our business this week, it's really hard to do a sermon that is 5 minutes long and also meaningful. So it's going to be on you this time. You take this home. You take this passage home, the images that maybe struck you, and process, what does wisdom look like in your own life? Where does your wisdom come from? And how does that transform the way that you act, the way you bring peace out into the world around you? How does it transform me, the way that I bring peace out into the world around me? Wisdom isn't for me. My time with Jesus isn't for me. It's for the sake of others. So a faith that works is a faith that is for others. Okay? So, I want to invite us to just, we're going to close our time with prayer, and I'll give us some silence before we go into prayer, because silence is important. It allows the Spirit, who is always at work, to just nudge on some of those uncomfortable places, maybe an uncomfortable image, or maybe just a word or phrase from the passage that rubbed you the wrong way, or one that you want to sit with. So let's enter into some silence together. And then we'll get some instructions for what's next.